Press Review on Radio Yulma.
Good morning, listeners. It's October 28th at 9:40 a.m. and you're listening to Press Review by Radio Yulm, where we read to you the most important news of the day. My name is Julia Custodio and I'm here with my colleague Shayma. Hi Shayma!
Hi Julia, it's really nice to be here with you in the studio today. It's a really sunny day in Milan and we also have Stella in the studio with us. Thanks Stella for helping us deliver the show. Remember, listeners, you can reach out to us on social media platforms on Instagram, X, TikTok and YouTube through our account at Radio Yulm. Also, you can reach us through our website, www.radioyulm.it. Finally, you can send us a text message or voice clip through our number 3311438923. Today, we will cover some really important news, starting from the updates on Middle East, and then we will move to news from Italy. We will mention the hacker investigation, elections in Liguria, and bad weather in Sardinia.
Also, sports news, F1, MotoGP, and football, the Georgian elections results, the snap elections in Japan, and the Ukraine updates. So stay tuned with us and listen to all this news, because there's a lot of things today. So we'll be back. So let's start with the Middle East updates. The first one is about the attack near an army base north of Tel Aviv. According to DW, the attack near Israeli army base injured dozens. The Israeli police says a truck driver hit a bus in a nearby station in central Israel, leaving 40 people injured.
BBC mentions the same incident. Through these words, one dead, dozens injured after truck hits Israel bus stop. A man has died and at least 30 more have been injured after the incident that took place near an Israeli military base in North Tel Aviv. And many of the people who were injured were reportedly pensioners on a day trip to a nearby museum. Authorities are investigating a suspected terror attack.
On Sunday, the president of Egypt, Abdel Sisi, said that Egypt has proposed a two-day ceasefire between Gaza and Israel, in which they would entail an exchange of 4 Israeli hostages for some Palestinian prisoners. The president also said that they should talk about start again within 10 days after the temporary ceasefire to work towards a permanent ceasefire.
Still in the Middle East, but moving to Iran. BBC News says Iran's supreme leader mentioned Israeli strikes should not be downplayed. Again, on the same issue, New York Times mentioned Iran's supreme leader refrained from directly threatening Israel in his first remarks. Iran's leader met the families of 4 Iranians who were killed during the airstrikes. And despite the satellite imagery suggesting significant damage to Iranian military infrastructure, he offered an ambiguous response, whereas the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he announced his country had achieved all its objectives.
Local newspapers' editors were instructed to not talk about coverage on these issues, and citizens have been warned that they would go to jail for taking pictures of the damaged infrastructure.
Reuters mentioned the satellite photos show Israel hit Iran's former nuclear weapons test building. One struck building used in Iran's defunct nuclear weapons program, and other buildings mixed fuel for Iranian missiles, researcher says.
Going on news about Italy, we have a lot of things today. Let's start with the hacker investigation. A network of alleged spies led by ex-super cop Carmine Gallo and Milan Fair Foundation president Enrico Pazzale allegedly compiled a dossier on the Senate speaker Ignacio La Russa and his son, according to the wiretaps cited by prosecutors Sunday. In the wiretap from May 2023, Pazzale asked his men to make him a report on La Russa.
On the same issue, Il Fatto Quotidiano says dossier gang, individuals dangerous for democracy, have support in the mafia and foreign services. And the newspaper mentioned it's a criminal network that was very large and structured in a cluster.
The hacker investigation continues. The name of the group is Via Patari Gang, a group of hackers and members of the police force who spied on hundreds of people through illicit access to state databases. According to the investigations, the organization hacked the Ministry of the Interior data of center thanks to a virus and trusted people inside the government. They arrested Calamucci. He said that I have a hard disk with 800,000 confidential data. Defense Minister Guido Crosetto says that democracy is being undermined.
Moving to elections in Liguria, bad weather forced the relocation of some polling stations from the most at-risk areas, according to the news of La Repubblica. Elections for the new regional council and Giovanni Totti's successor as president of the region after his resignation following the judicial investigations. Voting will continue until 3 p.m. today, and there are 9 candidates for the presidency. The turnout is affected by the uncertain bad weather. In the region, there's an orange alert for the widespread rain and thunderstorms, and some polling stations in the risk areas have been moved.
There's also bad weather in Sardinia. They had a few hours in the rain of 6 months. There's one missing in one missing person and an extensive damage. In southern Sardinia and the Oristania area were hit during the night between Saturday and Sunday by a violent and intense rain that caused alarm and flooding. In the province of Cagliari, the firefighters have received over 160 requests for help. In some municipalities, over 200 millimeters of rain fell in a short period of time during the night.
Moving to sports news, we will start with the Formula One Mexico Grand Prix results. Eurosport says Sainz triumphs in the Mexico City, Leclerc third, Ferrari is still great. Ferrari's shining moment continues in Mexico a week after Austin, where it gets its second consecutive victory with another double podium, and the team relaunches itself with in the race for the Constructors' Championship.
On Gazzetta Motori, they said that Ferrari is still to be applauded and Sainz party in Mexico, Leclerc third. After all things, it's announced red triumph. Ferrari driver Carlos Sainz gets ahead of Max Verstappen at the start of the race.
You know, Verstappen, three times world championship, he got a 20 seconds penalty for his misconduct on the British driver Norris, and finally, he finished sixth.
Leclerc third after making a mistake, 8 laps from the end with McLaren drive taking advantage.
Again on Gazzetta Motori, about MotoGP. MotoGP Thailand, Bagnaia dances on the water, Marquez crashes. The Piemontese Ducati rider Francesco Bagnaia won the Thailand GP. Halfway through the race, Marquez fell, but he managed to get up and finish 12th.
About football, La Stampa says that the Inter-Juventus was a spectacle. It was 4-4 at San Siro. The match at San Siro between Inter-Juventus was an Italian derby that did not disappoint expectations. At 4-2, the match it seemed over, but the intrigue of Italy changed the card on the table. At the brace from the Turkish number 10 brought the match back to party.
So let's take a short break and listen to 505 by Arctic Monkeys. I'm Shema.
I am Giulio Custodio, and we will be back with some hot news after the song.
I'm going back to 505. If it's a 7-hour flight or a 45-minute drive. In my imagination, you wait in line on your side, with your hands between your thighs. Stop and wait.
listened to 505 by Arctic Monkeys, and you're listening to Press Review on Radio Yulm. I'm your host Shema, and I'm in the studio with my colleague Julia.
Hi, I'm Julia Custodio, and today this program is being read by Stella. Before the break, we talked about Middle East updates, some sport news and Italian news.
And we will continue with the elections in Georgia. According to the news of La Stampa, Georgia slides towards Russia. Ruling party wins elections. The news mentioned the shadow of fraud on the voting, and the opposition, they don't accept the results and they announce protests. Il Giornale, they say, disputed victory, Georgia in chaos. The dream of Europe hangs in the balance. The country voted to decide which side to be on, whether with Brussels or Moscow. But the partial results say Georgian Dream won the game with 53% of the votes against the 38 totaled by the four opposition coalitions.
The International Society for Fair Elections and Democracy also reported various violations at the polling stations, such as smeared ballots, distribution of more than one ballot per voter, irregularities at the ballot boxes, and restrictions on the right of observers who were removed from the polling stations. Let's hear the statements of Tina Bokuchava, on the United National Movement leader.
Two credible, international, very experienced, separate polling companies showed exit poll results that had the opposition leading with a very wide margin of 10%. And yet we saw the Central Election Commission publish results that are the complete opposite, giving the Georgian Dream an unthinkable advantage. We believe, we are convinced, and we are certain that this is due to election fraud.
That was United National Movement leader Tina Bokuchava on the fraud on the Georgia's elections. While we heard her statements, according to the news of BBC, the Prime Minister has hailed a landslide election result, rejecting allegations of vote rigging and violence. The Georgian Dream Party, Irakli Kobaside, he said irregularities happen everywhere in every country, and he rejected allegations of vote rigging.
Continuing to election news, now we go to Japan, where chaos and political drama rock Japan's election, according to BBC. The Japanese elections are usually steady and boring affairs, but this snap election was neither of those. This was a perfect storm, according to BBC. It happened a corruption scandal that saw dozens of the ruling party lawmakers investigated for pocketing millions of dollars in proceeds from political fundraising events. While Japanese households struggle with inflation, high prices, stagnant wages, and a sluggish economy, the ruling party, Liberal Democratic Party, which has been in power almost continuously since 1955, has lost its single-party majority in the country's powerful lower house.
Moving to the updates on Ukraine, according to the news of DW, Putin warns against long-range weapons use. Russian President Putin has promised a response if Ukraine sets long-range weapons to strike within Russia. Ukraine has suffered another major overnight drone attack by Russian forces. Ukraine says it shot down more than 40 Russian drones overnight. On the battlefield, Russia Defense Ministry says its military has captured the frontline village of Izmailivka in eastern Ukraine. And Ukrainian President Zelensky renewed his call for Western allies to help with air defense, saying that Russia had started more than 1,100 attacks with glide bombs and more than 560 with drones in the past week alone.
Moving to South America, according to Reuters, Evo Morales says his car was shot at in Bolivia. The Bolivia's former president posted on his social media a video showing at least two bullet holes in the windshield of the car he was on. he driver was injured, and the government security official promises investigation on the matter. The incident occurred at a time when Bolivia already has been gripped by tensions. Morales supporters have blocked key highways for 2 weeks, impeding delivery of food and fuel around the country.
Radio U.
This was Press Review by Radio Yum. Thank you so much for listening to us. My name is Julia Custodio, and I was here with Shema.
And we also had Stella in the studio. It was great to start with the week with you. We mentioned really important news all around the world, from Middle East to Italy to sports news. And we mentioned the Georgian elections in Japan. And finally, we mentioned the Ukraine updates and the South America. So thank you for listening to our show. And stay tuned. This is Radio Yulm. We'll see you tomorrow in the Radio Press Review. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Press Review on Radio Yulm.